Dan Smith and his partner Mickey Velikovsky own a cattle property near Nimbin in northern New South Wales. Dan grew up at Innisfail in far north Queensland and came out at 17 before moving to the city. He says rural Australians have always treated him the same way as metropolitan ones have.
I've always said strongly that it's actually not the case, and it's just an assumption that people make that, you know, people in rural areas are more conservative and therefore they wouldn't like, you know, same-sex marriage to go ahead and don't respect same-sex relationships like that. So,
is it offensive to, I suppose, group all of regional Australians into that category by saying that it's those people who don't support it?
I think it definitely is. I think it's offensive to assume that regional Australians are that overly conservative and also you know, don't respect gay relationships in that way.
Dan acknowledges that the Northern Rivers region of New South Wales is more accepting of gay people, and that was a factor in his decision to buy a farm there with his partner.
We definitely knew that we would be more likely to be accepted in this area, but we were, in the same way, we were really surprised about the attitudes of industry in the area that aren't sort of related to that progressive movement. So we were still really pleasantly surprised to see how we were treated by sort of the cattle agents and other farmers and all of that in regards to their acceptance of our relationship and our lifestyle here. You know, we associate with cattle people in this area, and we go to cattle sales and we do all those sorts of things. No one really even gives it a second thought, really, that Mickey and I are buying cattle to have on our farm or anything like that. And, you know, it's just how it is.
The nation's leading gay marriage advocate, Rodney Croom, also has a rural upbringing, raised on a dairy farm in Tasmania. He says there is majority support in the bush for same-sex marriage.
Last year, the Crosby Textor Research Company did a national survey on marriage equality, and it found 72% across the nation. It focused on about 20 electorates in regional and rural Australia and found that the level of support was about 65%. So only a few percentage points behind the national average. And that's certainly my experience as well. There might be slightly less support in regional and rural Australia, but only a small gap. And certainly there's a majority of rural Australians who support this reform.
He's calling on regional politicians and in particular the National Party to back calls for same-sex marriage.
I'd like to see the National Party step up and more strongly support marriage equality from the point of view of the importance of this reform for communities. Marriage equality is about inclusion. It's about building stronger communities and stronger relationships. And that's a fundamental part of the National Party's platform, about ensuring that regional and rural communities are resilient, that they're strong, that everyone feels included, that everyone feels able to participate and contribute to their local communities. When there's discrimination in the law, that drives a wedge in communities. It can drive people away, and it means that people feel less able to participate and contribute to community life. So I think simply from the community perspective, from the point of view of inclusion and building resilient relationships, families and communities, the National Party has a really important role here. It should be advocating for this reform. It shouldn't be standing in the way.
In an interview on ABC New England Northwest, National Party member and the Minister for Agriculture, Barnaby Joyce, was asked if he should conduct a survey in his electorate before rejecting same-sex marriage. He's speaking here to presenter Kelly Fuller.
Well, we do that in everything, Kelly. I mean, that's why we have electorate officers. People make their views known all the time, and they are, Kelly, on both sides, extremely strongly on both sides.
So you think in this electorate, if you were to survey them, there would be not enough support?
Well, I suppose where you want to gather your views from. I mean, I've clearly stated mine. People know it, and that's the way it is.
Mr. Joyce says Australia's attitude towards same-sex marriage is reflected by its geography.
Well, when you look in our region, our neighbours are Indonesia, Malaysia, Papua New Guinea, China, Japan. These are the people we trade with. We live in Southeast Asia, and in Southeast Asia, there is a different sort of cultural view than there is currently in Europe.
Early last year, the Federal Liberal Party member for the New South Wales seat of Farrer, Susan Lee, said on the ABC's Q&A program that gay marriage was, quote, an idea whose time hasn't quite come in the area of rural and regional Australia that I represent. She denied ABC Rural's request for an interview to see if she stands by that opinion. But Bruce Scott, National Party member for the Queensland electorate of Maranoa, which covers 42% of the state, believes the majority of his district is also against gay marriage.
I've got to say, I'm not spending much time thinking about this at all because I've got far more important things to deal with in my electorate, including drought and the issue for small business and families.
There are gay couples not only living in regional Australia but also living on farms. Mm. As a prominent member of the National Party, do you think you should be representing those people as well?
Well, I believe I do, and I just think this is an issue that is for the party to decide. I firmly believe that I've been a member of the party for decades, in fact. We have party processes, we have annual conferences, we have branches. And it's that whole structure of the party that keeps us connected to our communities, and that's why the party process is important, and that's why that if there's any policy change, it should come from the grassroots of our party through the processes to our conferences.
If you did put it out for a vote within your electorate, what do you think the view would be?
Well, I think, given the area that I cover, that I would have, and I've already had strong support and feedback over the last few days. People wanting to know what my stance was, and they said, oh, that's great, I'll pass the message on. Like the Bush Telegraph is sending my message out there, and I'm getting feedback through the Bush Telegraph, and I think my stance right now is one that reflects the mood of the overwhelming majority of the people in Maranoa, who would also say, Bruce, there are far more important issues to be dealing with right now than dealing with this as a social issue that, as far as I'm concerned, should be dealt with by the party.
But you're happy to go on record stating that the majority of the electorate of Maranoa is against same-sex marriage?
Yes, that's the way I would read my constituency. Having said that, there would be people, you know, that have probably changed their opinion in the last few years. But I think the overwhelming majority of people would say to me, Bruce, I still believe that this is an issue that should remain, in relation to the Marriage Act, that it should be between a man and a woman to the exclusion of all others. That is the party position, that's my position, and I think it's the position of the overwhelming majority of the electors of Maranoa.